Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, also on the River Talk Radio Network. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. New power, extra power for the FMs, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, 94.9. New power, it just blows the socks off of you. It's fantastic, and I want to thank the Ohio Midland News Group for doing that. So we've got all of that for you as well. Facebook live stream, hi, how you doing? We're going to have to end on the Facebook live stream pretty soon because we're going to Dimitri Graffiti, and that's a radio-only experience. Facebook says that they cannot carry the Dimitri Graffiti because of issues with licensing with the music and all that. So I'm sorry for all of our Facebook friends, Facebook live stream viewers. You will not be able to experience Dimitri Graffiti, but you can download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 and you can get it that way and then call in. So we've got all of that going on. Also, any suggestions about what on earth I can do with my iPhone to get rid of this thing for today, August 13th, that says Indigenous Peoples Day. It says Columbus Day, which is what it is, of course, but how do we get rid of the Indigenous Peoples Day thing? I don't know how to do that unless I eliminate all the holiday references on my calendar, and I don't want to do that either. I just want to eliminate the woke ones, and this is obviously a woke one. And they also had, I don't know if they still are doing this or not, different months, like Pacific Asian American Month and Black American History Month and Hispanic American History, that on and on and on. It's I don't want a woke iPhone. What I want is an iPhone. That's what I want. That's all I want. None of this other crap. I hate this stuff. God, do I hate this stuff. All right. Well, tell you what. I'm going to end it on the Facebook live stream and then start focusing here on Dimitri Graffiti. So thank you all. Please share this everywhere if you would. All right. So we just lost the Facebook live stream. And just say goodbye here. All right. So there's that. All right, we're done with that. So now it's just you and me on the radio side. Download the River Network app, of course. We got a $300 prize package coming up later on this week, courtesy of a Crown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and now Mitsubishi. We've got all that for you as well. It's really fantastic. Told you about the power increase on all of the FM stations now that are carrying Dimitri live and dangerously local. I need help getting rid of this Indigenous Peoples thing. I was even toying with the idea. You know, McCulloch's Leap? They had that one plaque, and then they moved it, and now it's near that Indian chief, Mingo, in Wheeling. Well, this McCulloch's Leap plaque, I think it's a plaque, I'm not even sure what exactly, how to call this thing, references an atrocity that was going to be committed by the Native Americans. They were chasing this guy, McCulloch Samuel, I think is his name, I'm not sure, and they're going to kill him, of course, because, you know, that's what Native Americans did, as did a lot of the Westerners and settlers as well. It was a brutal, brutal period. There's no question about it. So they're chasing this guy, no doubt, to kill McCulloch. McCulloch, on his horse, leaps down the hillside, maybe over the creek or river or whatever the hell it is, ends up, I guess, near Generations. And they made a plaque, a marker for this, McCulloch's Leap. And it honors not only the incredible bravery of this guy McCulloch, but also it's a warning, not even a warning, but it also memorializes the savagery of the Native Americans about the atrocities that they committed. And they were going to, you know, everybody knows they were going to kill McCulloch. So what I was thinking of doing, I'm just spitballing here, just thinking out loud, is having some sort of an annual event, maybe on Columbus Day, even though McCulloch, I don't think, was Columbus or was Italian, but maybe on Columbus Day, where we would all meet at whatever that plaque is near Chief Mingo at the top there in Wheeling, and have some sort of event, some sort of reminder of the incredible atrocities committed by Native Americans, human rights violations beyond belief. You never hear about those. You only hear about, well, the Europeans did this, and they brought smallpox, and they knew what they were doing with the smallpox. I don't think anybody knew what they were doing with the smallpox because they had not discovered germs yet. So the idea that, you know, the Europeans were, you know, diabolical and they knew how germs worked, no, they didn't. No, they had no clue. They built up an immune system because for generations they had to deal with this stuff in Europe, and there was no immune system that the Native Americans had here, and so that's what. But the Europeans had not discovered germs. They didn't know what the hell they were. So this idea about germ warfare and smallpox is just another lie spread by the people who just hate European culture and want nothing to do with it or trying to wipe it out everywhere. It just never ends. It is Columbus Day. And if you know anybody who's an Italian, you might want to take them out to lunch or give them a hug or a kiss or whatever. But we're not doing this because it's Christopher Columbus. We have Columbus Day because of what it represents. This incredibly brave man and his crew sailing across an ocean that many people thought was there was an end to it, an edge, and they would fall off the edge because many people thought the world was flat, except the Greeks because they had figured it out a long time ago. And it's his accomplishments that we are honoring. We're not honoring the individual, whether he's from Genoa or whether he is from the Comanches or anywhere else. It's because of his accomplishments. If Native Americans had accomplishments, then we would be having a whole different discussion. But they were living in the Stone Age. You cannot argue that. There's simply no way to argue that. They've left nothing of any real cultural significance, like the Parthenon or the Notre Dame Cathedral or the incredible stuff in Mexico, not even Mexico, but in Indochina or in China or India or, you know, all different parts of the world. The Native Americans in America and Canada left us nothing because they were hunter-gatherers. So to say that, well, Native Americans deserve their own special day, not really. Sorry, not really at all. Dimitri Graffiti coming up. Line up now. It's going to be great. I know it.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
Dimitri Graffiti. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Line one, Dimitri Graffiti. Line two, Dimitri Graffiti.
As I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch you.
Dimitri Graffiti, line one.
Columbus discovered America for the greedy king of Spain. Charles V became pope. The Spanish Armada got defeated by England, and England got control of this country. Cinco de Mayo won back the independence that the conquistadors took away from them.
Big graffiti, blind one. Big graffiti, rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for the show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about.
Failure to communicate.
Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti, studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
Marshall County citizens need to go to Walmart because the cars can't make it to St. Clairsville. They're all up on blocks in the front yards.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah!
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand.
no doubt.